Blog Talk Radio.
Salam to Tena Yistalin. Yes, greetings, Khabarim. Here. For Senbet Beg Kutaracho Gizeh. For this Shabbat Key Tisa, there's a lot, there's Nuf. Very important Torah reading and feeding. It's like the epicenter, the heart of Nuf word, sound, power, Nuf important subject matter right here. And this 21st sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong. So we had picked up with the fourth Aliyah. And we're picking up the fifth Aliyah right here for Ki Tisa, when you lift up, when you take, when you lift up the head, when you take the head count, when you take the sum. Here we get a sum, so a sum of the summary right here of this Torah reading and feeding. So we pick up right here with the 18th item of the Mishkan, the 18th item of the sanctuary, the 18th item of the tabernacle right here. And this is the altar of incense, or as I now say, the altar of Aishens. And the theme here is who may worship. So the connection right here of the altar of incense, or the golden altar of Aishens, and the Aishens, and in particular, the Kana Besim, the sweet cane, or as ones know it today, the cannabis. But in the Hebrew, we have the Kana Besim or Kana Bosim. Kana Besim, the sweet cane. So here, let's ride up right here for the first day service here on the ear and in the irid. Here we have a psalm. We have the evening psalm here for the first day, Psalm 24. Now, it's very interesting, both the theme of Psalm 24 for the first day, which brings out also the sense of who may worship, who is entitled, who is proper, what's the proper way of worship. So here, eyes is right here. But just take note of this Torah reading and feeding. We'll seek to address as many of the main subject matters. The first subject matter is the golden altar, the itinuation of the golden altar of Aishens under the theme of who may worship. And also here we have the Kana Besim, the cannabis, the sweet cane, the Aishens, both used for the Aishens and the Aishens in connection with prayer and Aishens, as we have in Psalm 141. As well as the anointing, the mashcha of the Moshiach. So the theme also of the high priest and his sons, when we look at it in the light of the new covenant with Yeshua HaNotri. Yes, I, Rastafari. First things first, Isaiah is here.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
The whole place is doomed
forever. The evening song here for the first day. The first day here is Queen Makeda with clean hands. Niki Kapayim Ubar Lebab. Yes, I hear.
Thank you.
Qualifications, who may worship, yes I, who may enter into the higher.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I triple fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I triple with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and two innumerable angels to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Tell it on the mountain.
Right there, and go tell on the mountain. It almost sounds like kind of like speak to the hand, tell on the mountain. The mountain and significance of the mountain as well, both on the fire cycle and metaphysically speaking. Going to just write up a brief intro to the first theme, who may worship here in this 21st sabbatical study right here on the first day Sunday service.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Who may worship? Who may worship?
Who may worship?
Who may worship?
Who may worship?
Who may worship? First item here for this Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Strong ki tisa, ki tisa, ki tisa. When thou takest, when thou liftest up, when thou takest the sum. Ki tisa et rosh. Now here, we're continuing here with the 18th item. The 18th item of HaMishkan. The 18th item, the altar of Aishens. So we have the altar. The altar of Aishens. The altar of Aishens right here. Thou shalt make an altar to burn Aishens upon. Of Shittim, Itzei Shittim. Of the acacia wood or Shittim, Itzei Shittim. Shalt thou make it. So here, in picking up right here, right, in the great, this is called the great worship chapter, the great worship chapter, the 18th item. So we had picked up from the previous with the 17th item, and the 17th item was the oil for the lamp. So here we are at the altar of Aishens, and excuse I and I. Right, we'll prepare Ionite fire offering right here. So here we have who may worship. Picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus. Exodus chapter 30 here at verse 11. Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Chabarim. Who may worship? The redeemed. The redeemed. Who may worship? Second item, the cleansed. Who may worship? The anointed. Right, and then we have worship, the Aishens is a type of prayer. The incense, the Aishens is a type of mashal, a metaphor, a proverb, a simile, a type. It's a type. The Aishens, the incense, is a type of prayer and praise. So we have many ones who want to speak about prayer and praise, y'all. This prayer and praise, y'all. Well, here we have the incense, the Aishens, the Kittoret, the Kittoret, the Itan, Bamarino, the Kittoret, right, the Kata, the Kittoret, is a what? Is a type of prayer and praise. It is for Ha'adon, Ha'adawan, is for Adonai, Adonai, it is for the Lord, it is for Yah, for Jehovah. Now we have verse 37, spiritual, not sensuous. It's irithical, it's not based on the sense. Sensual. Now, let's get into some of the details right there. What does this mean? That is spiritual. It's irithical. It's not sensuous.
right? It's iritical. It's based on the irit, the spirit, not on the foolish, the five foolish virgins. It's iritical because it has what? Oil. The connection here with the oil, right? The oil in the lamp. Cha-cha, give me a little oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Cha, give me a little oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Jehovah, give I and I a little oil. Having that oil in the lamp to keep it burning. So here, we're picking up right here with the 30th chapter, right? 30:11, right? The tabernacle, right? The tabernacle, the 18th item, the altar of incense, the altar of incense. And this is themed right here, Chabarim right here, as the great worship. We say worship, worship. I've been hearing even some other pastors and preachers getting a little more into the etymology. That's good because that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to teach, right? That's what, to guide the flock, to protect the flock, also to teach, right? To teach the flock, right? To teach, right? So worship, worship, worship. As we get into etymology, that word right there. But here in the Scopus Study Bible, and for continuity purposes here, but here we're picking up with the 21st, the Kaf Aleph, right? 21st. Torah, Parsha, this portion, this reading and feeding, sabbatical manna right here for this Safari sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Strong. Y'daber Yahuwah el Moshe leimor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe leimor, saying, Kitisa et Rosh b'nei Yisrael lifakudeihem with natnu isha kofera nafsho la Yahuwah Biya fikod otama wulo yehye vahema negefa biya fikod otam. When thou takest the sum of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul, la Yahuwah to Jehovah, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague, that there be no plague among them, when thou numbers them, when numbers them, when you are numbering them. Now that's the KJV right there, just some of the Hebrew first words right here, right, and the theme here, who may worship. So we have this about who may worship, who. This is the great worship chapter, the great worship chapter. Now I find this to be very, very interesting. I'm going to zoom in on this right here as it connects with the Aishans, the incense, the Kittoret. Right, and what we can learn also to apply this as a rhema word for I and I, Rastafari, as we swear the Aishans, right, born in the Aishans, right, the great worship chapter, as the Aishans, right, worship and the incense is a type of prayer and praise. The Aishans, the incense, is a type of prayer and praise. It is for Adonai, it's for Adonai. Rastafari. It is spiritual, iritical, spiritual. Now they have verse 37. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye all shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be to the holy set apart, la Yahuwah. Now that's verse 37 in this great worship chapter. With Hakitoreta Asherta is Bi Mata Kunataha Lo Taisu Lachem Kodesha Tihye Lika La Yahuwah Yahuwah. So here we have, let's compare and contrast this right here, right? Compare and contrast KJV. That's the first one that we read, KJV. We're gonna look at the WEB right here. The more like Hebrew, from the Hebrew right here, translation says, you shall make it into a holy anointing oil. With asita oto, what do we have here? Okay, this is verse 25. Let's scroll forward. Sometime, okay, we're using the software here. Okay, here we are, here we are, here we are right here. Verse 37, looking at verse 37, right, using the Scofield Study Bible right here, compare, contrast right here. It says, you shall not make this incense according to its composition for yourselves. It shall be to you holy for Yahweh. Right? It says Yahweh right here, the W-E-B, one of the translations right here, right, known as W-E-B translation. Now, this is the Westminster one right here, but let's go over here, and we have the Hebrew here. Then we're looking at the New Hebrew, another Hebrew-based translation directly from the Hebrews, the incense. Now, what's interesting is here is that in verse 37 it says, and this is as for the perfume. I want you to note that right there. Perfume? Or is it HaKetoret? HaKetoret is the Aishans. HaKetoret is the Aishans. HaKetoret asher ta'ese bi mata kunetaha lo ta'esu lakem. So the Aishans that you shall make, you shall not make this for yourselves. It says Kodesh Tihiyeh. Kodesh Tihiyeh. Right? It is, right? It is, or she is, Tihiyeh. Tihiyeh, Tihiyeh, Lika, to the eye male. She is holy to the eye male, La Yahuwah, she, the Aishan. So the Aishan is even referred to as she, right? She, very, very important when we're considering the Kitoret, the Aishans, right? Here in this great worship chapter here, concerning the altar of Aishans, the great worship chapter. And who may worship? Who may worship? So the qualifications, threefold. One is the redeemed. The redeemed may worship. Here at the altar of Aishans, the redeemed may worship. The cleansed, the second is the cleansed may worship. The third is the anointed, the christened, anointed may worship. And the worship, it's Aishans. It's a type of prayer and praise. You have this in the Chazon Yohanan, in Yohannes Arai, in the revelation of Yohannes, or Yohanan of John, John's revelation, right, with the altar of Aishans, also in the Psalms as well. Right, concerning the may my prayer, the prayers be accepted, right, as the Aishans, right, the Aishans, even that there is a type of an ascension, like an offering as it goes up, right, as it goes up. So it is for Ha'adon, it is for Adonai, it is for Adonai. Verse 37 brings this out right here, but we're zooming in on the KJV and it says perfume. You have to update that right there to the Aishans. And the Aishans, and HaKetoret, and the Ketoret, HaKetoret, that thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves, according to the, it says, according to the composition. Let's look right here for the interlinear comparison. And so here we have the matakunet, 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 right? The matakunet, the matakunet. And here we have bi matakunetaha, according to ha, according to her composition. So here there's a particular composition of the Aishans as well in this great worship chapter. Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. Here, here. Gevil Yisrael. Shema Rastafari. Here, the great worship chapter, the altar of Aishans. Who may worship? Who may worship? Why Daberi Yahuwah El Moshe Leimor Ki Tisa Et Rosh Bnei Yisrael Lifa Kudehem We're Natanu Ish Kofer Nasho La Yahuwah Be fikod ota willo yehiye vahem negef be fikod ota 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 fikod ota.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure on the youth is up, we gonna make we rise again, rise again. The herbs and bars, me the chalice. Burning out the hatred, and we burning out the malice. Gloriousness, can't see Japanese. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the valleys. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, before thee as incense. forth before thee as incense. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Thee as incense. The prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee. Forth before thee. Forth before thee. Forth. Prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. As the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. As the evening sacrifice.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High. Things and times change. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, my call upon the Father for help by your night. Guide I along these streets today. Guide all the youths them along the way. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, the lions are call upon I and I. Guide over I and I while I trot. El Shaddai. Believe me. Yo. Yeah, please protect Jamaica
and the rest of the world.
Jah dey on your telephone, tell him what you need. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you need. Jah dey on your telephone, tell him what you need. Tell him what you need, right? Say by the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we were when we remember Zion. Carry us away, captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing Rastafari song in our land? Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the murderers and the rapists, them burn out clean. Oh, when them burn up in a fire just like a piece of lumber. Oh, when the heart and bad mind burn out clean. Oh, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. A lion to shout, shout, shout. I tell them a thing, Jamaica shout. Praise the Lord. Cause when Jaja open me gate, them riding was in a gun, the knife not inside. And I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout. No terrorists. If I and I have the wings of a dove, if I have the wings of a dove, I would fly, fly away, fly away. Rocko, Rockoli, Rocko, Rockoli, O Zion children, Rockoli, Jamaican children, and trot. Holy Jah, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Into my heart, into my heart, forward into my heart, oh Jah.
Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Jamaica, praise. Across the bridge, there'll be no sorrow. Across the bridge, there'll be no pain. The sun will shine across the river, and we'll never be unhappy again. When I get there, when we get there, I will sing and shout. When I get there, glory, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. When we
down my burden. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the, when the dogs them lay down the guns them. Down by the riverside and study why no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Selah. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High. Beast, believe me, I did.
So here for Kiti Sa, Shabbat Kiti Sa, Senbet Bekutar Hacho Gizeh. When you take, when you number, when you lift up in the Hebrew, Kiti Sa, when you lift up. So here, just getting an overview. We're picking up what's the fifth, sixth, and seventh Aliyot, and then we have the prophets reading the Haftarah, 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 1 to verse 39, and the Brit Chadasha, that is Kidan, the renewed covenant reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 18. So what do we have here in this 21st sabbatical study? Some of the overview points, we have the half shekel for the sanctuary. We have the bronze basin, the anointing oil, and the aishens, the incense. We have Bezalel and Aholiah. We have the Sabbath law, the Shabbat law. We have the two tablets of the covenant. We have the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, the molten, scripturally the molten calf. We have the command to leave Sinai, the command to leave Sinai. The tent outside the camp is the theme of the tent outside of the camp. Moses' intercession, his advocacy and intercession for Jah people, for the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel. We have Moshe making new tables and new tablets. The covenant is renewed in this Torah reading and feeding. Thus we have the new covenant here in the old covenant, because the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, broke their word. Therefore, the covenant was broken, but it was renewed through Moshe's advocacy and Moshe's intercession. Then we have one of the final themes here that gets picked up in the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament, the shining face of Moses, or Moses has horns. I think in the KJV one translation, horns coming out of his face, like rays, horns. So here we get the allegorical use of the linguistics and language, you know, so the literal sense, the physical sense, also the metaphysical or the allegorical sense. In the prophet's reading, picking up 1 Kings chapter 18, we have Elias's message to Ahab. Very interesting what's going on in social media. You know, there's a particular couple, quote unquote, that reminds I and I a lot of Ahab and Jezebel. But anyway, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 20, Eliyahu, Elijah's triumph over the priests of Baal. And let's get into even that right there, because some have some faulty hermeneutics about you know, the origin of the linguistics and language and always leave out Kush and Ethiopia, Tobia, as the Egyptians called it, the Kui land, the land which the gods came from. But anyway, get into the linguistics of the language. Is Hebrew really Canaanitish? Where did Canaan get it from, if it really is Canaanitish? But there's a theme here in this portion, Torah reading and feeding right here. Ki Tisa, the 21st, when you take the sum, when you lift up. And the theme is a sign betwixt us, a sign between I and I, itanu, imanu, right, with us or betwixt or between I and I. So the thought here for the Shavuah, the tabernacle, the Mishkan, was to be a holy place, a set apart, bringing out the sense of the Kedusha and the Kodesh and the Kadash, set apart place, a sanctuary, a Mikdash, a sanctuary in space where Yisrael could meet Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Elohim, Ha Elohim, Yahweh, Yahweh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One. Blessed be He, blessed be the name. Now, in the same way, HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is a sanctuary. So in the same way as the tabernacle is a sanctuary in space, a sanctuary in grace, a sanctuary in time, a sanctuary in heart and mind, where Yisrael could meet HaElohim, the power. In the same way, HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is a mikdash, is a holy place, a set-apart space in time, in that I and I can meet and meet with HaElohim, meet with the true good, the true God. Now, the commentary is, so the sons of Israel, the B'nai Yisrael, translated as the children of Israel, but specifically in the Hebrew context, the sons of Israel, speaking to the responsibility of the mandem, to man up, the sons of Israel, shall observe HaShabbat, shall observe the Sabbath. Yes, the Shabbat was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, but the covenant-keeping B'nai Yisrael shall observe HaShabbat. Now, people talk about science and religion, but there's science, there's da'at, there's gnosis, there's knowledge, there's science in the scripture. They say science is observable. They say science is testable. They say science is repeatable. Check. Well, the sons, the B'nai Yisrael, shall observe. Science is observable. Science, scientia, means knowledge. It's from Latin. In the Greek, is gnosis, and where we get Gnostic from. In the Hebrew, we have da'at. And those Yehudi or Jews and Israelites that are Torah observant are referred to as da'ati, right? In other words, knowledgeable, knowers. So the B'nai Yisrael shall observe HaShabbat, Yom HaShabbat, the day of the Sabbath, because it was made for them. To celebrate, to celebrate HaShabbat, the Sabbath, throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. This is a very important theme here, that the Shabbat, the Sabbath, the observing, scientifically, Hebrew scientifically speaking, science, observable, testable, repeatable, shall observe HaShabbat, the Sabbath, to celebrate, to celebrate HaShabbat, the Sabbath, throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant, according to Exodus chapter 31, verse 16. Now, it's also interesting when we study the Hebrew, we find that the Sabbath is also brought out as she. Thus, with the Lekha Dodi, you know, in the words, come, beloved, come, my friend, the traditional sabbatical starting, beginning of the Sabbath, initiation of the Sabbath chant right there, and the Sabbath also being likened among the Beta Israel of Ethiopia to like a woman who intercedes, right, with her children, right, betwixt them and betwixt Elohim, thus this sign. So we both have it even in the latter day observation of the Yehudi or the Jews, right, and Israelites, of the Sabbath being brought out as she, and also in the text as well, that the Shabbat is likened to she. hebraically to a bride, hebraically to a mother, to a woman. So thus we have the wisdom that is gained from the basic observation of the Hebrew science, where the sons of Yisrael will observe the Sabbath. So like science, when you observe something, you're able to test it. It's able to be repeatable, right, and knowable. But the key here, according to Exodus chapter 31, verse 16, is that it is a perpetual, a continual covenant, a continual covenant. So here, just a brief to hear Shabbat table talk, going to ride up, right? We got an hour right now, 16 minutes of the hour. Just let ones and ones on the live stream know that right here for the Sunday service. I am Ross Iadonis the Far, Yadin right here, L-O-J, the Lion of Judah, Society of His Majesty. So here for this Rastafari sabbatical study and Rastafari first day right here. Synopsis, an overview of Ki Tisa. First of all, we pick up with Exodus chapter 30, verse 11, to Exodus chapter 34, verse 35. There's some basic questions here from the Shabbat table talk we'd like to, you know, reason on, about 13 questions right here. So even though some of the write-up and the reference is basic, there's a lot of detail. There's a lot that's in the details. Because in I previous to sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, the Torah readings and feedings, we had Teruma, right, the offering, up offering, and Tetzaveh, and command. Moses was up on Mount Sinai, receiving Kabbalah to receive, receiving the vision, the Chazon, because the people without a what? A vision. Right, the vision of the sanctuary. What is the vision? The key to the pattern and the tabnit. What is the vision? How do we see the sanctuary? All these elemental parts, are you able to see them together as one? That's the key right there, receiving the vision, the chazon of the sanctuary that is referred to as HaMishkan. And the key word there is Shakan, to dwell, right? The dwelling. Then we also have the link with Shekinah, Shakan, a Mishkan or tabernacle as it's brought out in the translation. And the various furnishings, the various elements, the various instruments. In this sabbatical study right here, the 21st for Shabbat Ki Tisa, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim commanded that all the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons of Israel, over the age of 20. The key here, Yahuwah Elohim commanded that all the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, over the age of 20, must pay a half a shekel. The half shekel, we can call it like a levy or a tax, a half shekel tax. This was to help to support the service, the Abodah. So here, the Sunday service, right, the Yom HaRishon Abodah. We have the after the Shabbat Abodah, the service within HaMishkan, within the sanctuary, within the dwelling place. Now, after this tax, we can call it a tax or like a levy, was explanation of why this is. Yahuwah Ha Elohim Eloheinu describes, and we have this according to the scribes, describes some additional, there are additional plus additional elements that would be required for the priestly Abodah, the priestly work, the priestly service at the sanctuary, at the Mikdash, at the Kodesh, at the holy place, namely a copper washstand. Sacred, set apart, anointing oil, christening, Messiah ink, the Messiah oil, and eishens. A key is that the Messiah oil, the Moshiach, the Shemen, as well as the Ketoret, both contain the Kana Bosom, the sweet cane or the cannabis, right? For the golden altar, the golden Mizbeach, the golden altar, in the holy place, in the Kodesh. Adonai then named by name Betzalel. Now, even the name Betzalel, check out the metaphysics of Betzalel. Betzalel, bet in on tal, tal, or the tel, right? The shade or shadow of El, in the shadow of El, in the shadow of the Almighty. A man, quote, filled with the ruach, with the ruach, with the irid of Hailahim, of the power, to be the chief architect. So here to the sanctuary, right, is introduced the architect. So here in the Torah, we have the matrix. Here in the Torah, we have the architect right here, the chief architect of the Mishkan. Before the construction, so we have in the previous two sabbatical studies, Teruma, Tetzaweh, and here with Ki Tisa, we have the instruction for the construction of the structure. So before the construction would begin, however, Ha'adam, Adonai, Adonai reminded Moshe, reminded Moses to warn, warning, warn Ha'am, warn the people to be careful, to observe Yom HaShabbat, the Sabbath day. Immediately following this admonition, this warning, Hailahim gave Moshe the tablets, the tables of the 10 words, the Esaret HaDebarim, Asartun Kalat, the 10 words that are called the 10 commandments. Actually, once again, according to the Hebrew, according to the scripture, these 10 words are one commandment. According to the scripture, we call it by tradition the 10 commandments, but actually these 10 words are one commandment. The apostle James or Jacob, Yaakov, James brings this out where he says if you break one, you basically break all, or you compromise all, because all is one. The 10 words that were inscribed directly by the hand or the finger, right, the digits, the digital, right, the digits of Hailahim. So we also have digital technology. We have cloud technology. We have the matrix. The matrix is the womb, right? And regarding those who opened the matrix, the first one, the sons, especially the sons of Yisrael, here. Now, before Moshe, all of this is why Moshe is in the mount. Moses is in the mount. So before Moshe returned to the camp, so what we get here is like when watching like a movie or a film, or some say film, right? A film, right? We see in the movie there's like a split screen. While this is going on over here, right, that is going on over there. So while Moshe is up in the mount, Har Sinai, right, the people, before Moses returned to the camp, however, Ha'am, the people had talked Aaron. They had talked Aaron, I would say maybe even intimidated Aaron a little bit, but talked Aaron, Aharon, into making, in effect, an idol or a molten calf. You really have to see the wisdom of the fact that it's really no golden calf, you know? But if you look at it, what it really is, it's a molten calf. Right, it's a molten calf. It's like what they did in school, like paper mache, you know, with the gold. It wasn't really gold. It was a molten calf. But before Moses returned to the camp, the people, right, especially the Mandem, had talked Aharon into making the molten calf, this idol, which they began to worship. So another question is, what is worship Hebraically? According to the Hebrew scripture, what is worship? Hailahim told Moshe of their treachery and their unfaithfulness so quickly too, right? And threatened to destroy the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and make a great nation out of Moshe. So thus we also have the Hebrew, right? Hebrew, Ha'ibri, right, the Hebrew connection to Moshe, and then also remember Moses, his Ethiopian wife. So this Ethiopian Hebrew connection, even right here in HaTorah. But before that was done, Moshe, he interceded. He advocated, right? He interceded on behalf of the disobedient or the sons of Israel. as he rushed down the mountain with the tables, the tablets in hand. He saw the people, her arm, they were dancing about the molten calf, the idol. And when he saw this, he smashed the tables, the tablets in anger. He smashed them. He broke them. Moses, Moshe then destroyed the molten calf, according to the narrative here in Second Book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Shemot, the names called Exodus. And he led the Levites, Halloween, the Levites, in slaying 3,000 of the ringleaders. And this is what we call right here the spirit of Halloween, of the Levites. And here, Moshe ben
the confirmation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who killed their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was wrong with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
So we have the tribe of Levi. They were told to take up swords and go kill or execute all those who had been involved with the molten calf, even if the one they were told to execute were a brother, a friend, or a family member. Right? So what Shine Poe, Moshe Ben Levi say right there, that's a little clip, the spirit of Levites, you know, the consummation. Here they were consummating, right? There's a relationship, a covenant that was being consummated, right? Moshe, you know, Moshe would be like, you know, he would be like, you say, the best man, right? And he was the best man, the only man that would sound worthy to go up, right, to seal it up. So while it was being sealed up, enough of them got bummy. You could take them out of Kemet, out of the Mitzrayim, but it seems like they still had a lot of Mitzrayim in them. Now, on the following day, after this summary judgment of the Rev Rav, the mixed mood and attitude, the mixed multitude of the Rev Rav and the Rasha and the defiant ones or the wicked ones, the word in Hebrew for wicked is also a word for defiance. Right, so the defiant ones, the wicked ones. The following day, Moshe, the next day, Moshe, he returned up the mount, and he begged Ha'elohim, Yahweh, to reaffirm Habrit, to reaffirm the covenant that the sons of Israel had broken. After about a 40-day period of intercession and repentance and teshuva, also we could say a 40-day of waiting, a 40-day of waiting, Adonai finally told Moshe to carve a second set of tablets and to meet him at the summit, at the head, at the Rosh, in the Hebrew, at the head of Sinai, at the very top of Sinai, where he would show Moshe, Moses, his glory, kabodo, kibru. His kibru, his kabodo, and revealed to him the meaning of the Hashem, the meaning of the name, Yahweh. After this dramatic encounter, this close encounter with Hashem, Ha'elohim reaffirmed Habrit. He reaffirmed the covenant. So this reaffirming of the covenant proves the principle that we have even in the New Testament or the New Covenant, the New Testament right here. But we have it right here in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. They made a covenant, they broke it. Moshe interceded, right? And after, right, a period of 40 days and the revelation, Jehovah reaffirmed. He renewed the covenant. He put it into effect again, along with all its rites and rituals, as well as the moral or the ethical implication. Now, during this time, the people did not know what was up. You know they ucked up, right? But they didn't know what was up. So in this period of like limbo, this period of waiting, not knowing, see, they did not know what we know, that the covenant was renewed. right? After such, you know, they were basically awaiting a summary judgment. So when the people then saw Moshe coming down the mountain with the second set of tables of tablets, they then understood, right? They then understood they were forgiven. This is how the people knew that they were forgiven. So it's interesting. It's almost like they barely waited 40 days, right, before they worshiped the gold, the molten calf, you know, before they went backward, before they rebelled, right, and turned aside out of the way. What John says to Moshe, they turned aside out of the way. They went astray. They zigzagged. They swerved off of the road. And now they waited for another 40 days, right, to know whether they would be forgiven and whether they would be still chosen to be Jehovah's set apart people, whether they be chosen to be that nation of the priests, or that holy set apart nation above all nations in this covenantal agreement. Then they saw Moses coming forward with the two tables, the tablets. Then they knew they were forgiven and that the covenant had been renewed, the new covenant, the renewed covenant in the old covenant, the Old Testament. When they approached Moshe, however, they drew back in fear, because as they looked upon Moses, his face. Now, see the word face that's used in the Hebrew, as well as when we compare with the Ethiopic, the gutters. This is the same word that in the Nazarene way and in among the Christianoi, the Christians and the Messiahites, is the same word that is used for person. For person, when it says like the three persons of the Trinity, according to the true roots, the Hebraic roots of the true triunity, the word uses face, just to point that out right there. So when they saw that Moses, when his face was radiant, his face shone, right, with the glory, with the kabod, right, the kabod of Ha'elohim, of the power of the true good, the true God, they drew back. They were afraid. So that means when they looked upon Moses, they saw upon Moses' face the same glory that they had witnessed in other incidents and other episodes, because they identified that glory with the kabod, with the kibra. We say the kibra, the kibra negas, the kibra, right, the kibra egziavia, with the glory of egziavia, the sustainer. Moses then reassured them, however, and then he reported all that Jehovah had commanded while he was on the mountain. So you have to think about this for a moment. When Moshe first came down and saw the ukkery, the fukkery that was going on, we know what happened after that. Then there is this 40 more days. So it's only after a period of 80 days that the people even get the report of what we already have been reading of within the second book, within Shemot. This is interesting, because we have a perspective of it. We might be thinking, well, why did they do that, since Jah was doing this and that for them through Moses? They did not know about it. They only got to know about it, right, after the covenant was renewed, after they were forgiven, and after the covenant was renewed. So then Moses, he discussed and reasoned with them all that we have read in the previous two Torah portions, the Teruma and Tetzaweh. Was in the, was it 19th, 20th, and here we're at the 21st. When Moshe had finished speaking with them, it is said that he put a veil over his face. From that time, that Iowa onwards, Moshe wore a veil in the camp, though he removed the veil. Check, he removed the veil when he went lifnei Yahuwah, when he went before Jehovah. When he went into the Mishkan, into the holy place, when he went into before he who be who he be for any further instruction. So here, just getting an overview, right, for continuity purposes. Hopefully we'll be able to pick up on the 13 questions that come out of this 21st sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong. Once again, on the spirits of the Levites, the full of folk.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem, because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who killed their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my son from far.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
With the fourth Aliyah right here for this first day service right here, Kiti Sa right here. The fourth Aliyah and even some more reasoning on the cannabis and the scripts and some other items. Yes, I tune in. Yes, I calling, riding up.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat, Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, here from the Sefer Shemot Ki Tisa, here, coming up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 17 for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, ascension offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with Exodus 33, verse 17. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, Gam et ha-davar hazeh asher dibarta, e'aseh ki ha-matzata chen b'ayinai. Wa e'yada'ika b'shem. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe gam et hadavar hazeh asher dibarta e'aseh ki ha-matzata chen b'aynai. Wa eda'ika b'shem. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, I will do this thing also. I will do this thing also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. I will do this word also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. That thou hast spoken. Asher debarta. For thou hast found grace in my sight. Gam et hadavar hazeh asher debarta e'aise ki matzata chen b'aynai. For the eye has found grace in my eyes. Ki matzata chen b'aynai. We e'yada'ika b'shem. And I know the eye. We e'yada'ika. We e'da'ika. Va'yada'ika. With a da'ika b'shem,
And I know the I by name. Moshe. Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. Vayomar. Hareinina et kovodeka. And he said, Vayomar. Hareini, shew me. Hareinina. Please show, I beg, Hareinina et kovodeka. The eyes, glory, 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 glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. Vayomer ani. Aerira kola tuvia ala paneka. We karati av shem Yehova lefaneka. We hanoti eta ashera achon. We riachamti eta ashera arachem. And he said, Vayomer, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I ani. I will make all my goodness to pass before the eyes, face before the eyes, perception. And will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before the eye. Wikarati of Shemi Yahuwah lefaneka. And I will proclaim Wikati Vishem Yahuwah Lifaneka, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Wihanoti eta ashera achon, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Wirihamti eta ashera irachem. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Vayomer lo atukala lirota eta panai kia loa yirhani ha adam wachai. And he said, Vayomer, thou cannot see my face. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai, thou canst not see my face. Lo tukal lirota eta panai, for man shall not see me, see I, and live. Ki lo yir ani ha adam wachai, 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 wachai. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon Vayomeri Yahuwah, Hine makom iti, venitzavta al hatzor. And Jehovah said, Vayomeri Yahuwah, Vayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, Hine, behold, look, see, here it is. Hine, makom, a place, a spot, makom. Hine, makom, iti, by me. Behold, there's a place by me. Hine, makom, iti, where nitzavta al hatzor, and thou shalt stand, where nitzavta upon the rock, al hatzor. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Uhaya ba evora kovodi, we samatika be nikrata hatzora, we samakotia kapi aleka, ada avri, and it shall come to pass. Wahaya, while my glory passeth by, ba evora kavodi, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. We samatika de nikrata hatzor, and will cover thee with my hand until I have passed by. We sakoti, akapi aleka ad avri, until I pass by, ad avri, and I will take mine away mine hand. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Why? Hitsirotia etta kapai, with raita etta e horai, ufanai lo, and I will take away mine hand. Wa hi siroti, wa hi siroti ya eta kapi. Take away my hand and thou shalt see my back. Wi raita eta e chorai, but my face shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao, and my face they shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao.
Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the Gentiles, them to come, run, come, look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going on, to seek in Rastafari.
The one of justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Hamishi Aliyah, for the fifth up offering, fifth reading, fifth ascension offering, up offering, Aliyah here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath when thou takest, when thou liftest up, Ki Tisa. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 34. The second tables, tablets of the law, the second tables, tablets of Ha Torah. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for thee. Chamish, 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 chamish.
Chamishi, chamishi. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe. Tesal lecha shnei luchot evanim ka ari shonim ve katavti al ha luchot et hadvarim asher hayu al ha luchot ha Rishonim Asher Shivarta. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah El Moshe Pesala Leka Hugh the eye, hue for the eye, pesal leka, hue for the eye, shnei luchot evanim, two tables, two tablets of stone, shnei luchot evanim, like to the first, ka rishonim, like as ka rishonim, like the rishonim, like the first, with katavti, and I will write, Wekatavti, and I will write al haluchota etta hadevarim, and I will write upon the tables, the tablets. Wekatavti al haluchot, the words etta hadevarim, the devarim hadevarim, the words asher hayu al haluchota ha rishonim, that were on the first tables, on the first tablets, Asher Hayu Al Haluchot Ha Rishonim, Asher Shibarta, that thou, the eye, disbreak, Asher Shibarta, Wehye Nakon Lavoker, Wit Alita Vavoker El Hahar Sinai, Wit Nitzavta Li Sham Allah Rosh Hahar, and be ready by the morning. Wehye Nakon, be ready. Wehye Nakon La Bokar, and be ready by the morning. The morning. The morning. Ali Tava Bokar Il Hahar Sinai, and come up and aliyah up. We Ali Tava Bokar Il Hahar Sinai, and aliyah up in the Bokar in the morning. Va Bokar Il Har Sinai, to the Har of Sinai, to Mount Sinai, to Mount Sinai. We Nitzav Ta Li Sham Al Rosh Hahar, and present thyself. We Nitzav Ta, Nitzav Ta, Nitzav Ta, and stand Li, stand for me. We Nitzav Ta Li Sham, and present thyself Sham, Zeya, Al Rosh Hahar, upon, on top, on the head, al rosh, on the head, hahar, on the top of the mount, on the top of the mount, up of the mount, up of the mount. We ish lo ya'ille imak, we dam isha ala yera, be kol hahar, gama hatzona we habakara ala yera'u, illa mula hahara hahu. And no man shall come up with the eye, neither let make any man be seen throughout all the mounts, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before the mount, feed before the mount. Weish lo ya'ille imak, and no man shall come up imak with the eye. Weish lo ya'ille imak. Wegam ish ala yera bekol hahar, har, har. Neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, the mount, the mount, the mount. Wegam ish, and also ish man, ala yera, not be seen bekol hahar in all the mount. Gam hatzon wehabakar ala yeru elamul hahar hahu. Who, neither let the flocks, gam, hatzon, and also the flock, gam, hatzon, we habakar, nor the herd, habakar, ala yir'u, feed, shepherd, yir'u, ala yir'u, illa mula hahara, before, in front of, before, the mount, that mount, the mount, the he, mount, the he, mount, the he. Ala yir'u el mul hahara hahu. Wayifasol, wayifasol shnei luchota evanim ka rishonim. Wayashakena Moshe vabokar wayala illa hara sinai. Kasher tziwahi Yahuwah oto. Wayikacha b'yado shnei luchot ha'evanim. And he hewed two tables. tables, two tablets of stone like to the first. And Moshe and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as Jehovah had commanded him, and took in his hand two tables, tablets of stone. Wayifsol, and he hewed. Wayifsol shnei luchot avanim, and he hewed two tables, tablets of stone. Ka rishonim, like to the rishonim, like to the first. Wayashkem Moshe baboker, and Moses rose up early in the morning. Wayashkem Moshe baboker. Wayaala illa hara Sinai. And went up and aliyed up into Mount Sinai, to Mount Sinai, aliyed up. Wayaala il hara Sinai. Ka'asher siwah Yahuwah oto, as Jehovah had commanded him. Ka'asher siwah Yahuwah oto. Wayikacha biyado ashnei luchot ha'evanim, and took in his hand. Wayikach biyado, two tables, tablets of stone. Shnei luchot ha'evanim, and Yahuwah and Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah, and proclaimed the name of Jehovah. And Jehovah descended in the cloud. Wayared Yahuwah Be'anan, Jehovah descended in the cloud. Wayita yatseva imo sham, and stood with him there. Wayita yatseb imo sham. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah, Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah, and proclaimed the name. Wayikra v'shem Yahuwah, and proclaim the name of He who be who He be, and proclaim the name Yahuwah. Wayikra v'shem Yahuwah. Waya ya'evori Yahuwah ala panayo. Wayikra Yahuwah el rahum v'chanun erekapayim v'rav chesedda v'emet. And Jehovah passed by before him. Wayaevor Yahuwah. Wayaevor Yahuwah. Wayaevori Yahuwah. Allah panayo, before his face. Wayikra Yahuwah. And proclaim Yahuwah. Yodhe wehe. Yahe wehe. He who be, we be. Yahuwah. Yahe wehe. He who be, we be. El, the true good, the true God. El Rahum. El, merciful. El Rahum. Wichanun, and gracious. Wichanun, erekapayim, long suffering. Erekapayim, long nose, long suffering. Erekapayim, wirava chesed, and abundant, and nuf in chesed, and abundant in goodness, and nuf in loving kindness. Wirava chesed, weimet, and truth. Notzer chesed alay lafim. Nose avona wa pesha'a we hata'a we nake loa ye nake poked evona vota ala banima wa ala beneya banima ala shileshima wa ala ribaim, keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity, antiquity, and transgression, and sin, and uckery, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the sons, and upon the sons' sons, to the third and to the fourth generation. Notzer chesed, keeping chesed, keeping mercy, keeping loving kindness. Notzer chesed la'lafim, for the thousandth generation, la'lafim. Nosea avon, lifting up, forgiving iniquity, perverseness. Nosea avon, nosea avon, 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 avon. Nosea avona wa pesha'a, and transgression and rebellion. Va pesha, We chata'a, and sin and uckery and lack and missing the mark. We chata'a. We nake lo ye nake pokeda. And will by no means, and will by no means clear the guilty. Evona bota ala banim, wa ala benea vanim. Visiting the iniquity, pokeda eona, evona, pokeda evona avot, of the fathers, avot, pokeda eona avot. Allah banim upon the children, wa Allah b'nei banim, and upon the sons, Allah shaleshim, to the third, wa Allah riba'im, and to the fourth generation. And Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Waya mahir Moshe, wayikoda arzah, wayishatahu. And Moses made haste. Why maher Moshe? Why maher? Why maher Moshe? And Moses made haste. Why yikoda arutza? And bowed his head. Why yikoda arutza? Bowed his head toward the earth. Aret arutza. Why yikoda arutza? Why ayisha tahu? And worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray that I go in the midst of us, of I and I, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin and our uckery, and take I and I for thine inheritance. Wayomer, and he said, Imna matati yachena be'aineka. Adonaya yelekana, Adonaya bek irabeinu, ki ama keshe orefahu, we salachta la eonen, ula hataten, una halatan. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, wayomer imna matati chen beaineka. If I have found grace be'aineka in thy eyes, imna matati chen be'aineka. Adonai, O Adonai, Adonai yelek, Adonai yelek, na Adonai be'karabeinu. O Adonai, please try, Adonai yelek, na. Yelekna, Adonai, Yelekna, Adonai, Bekarveinu, in the midst of us, Bekarveinu, Ki Ama Kesheya Orefhu, for it is a stiff-necked people, for it is Ki, for Ama, people, Kesheya Oref, stiff-necked, who, he, for he is a stiff-necked people, Ki Ama Kesheya Orefhu, where salachta la eonenu u lachatatenu u anechalatanu. And pardon and forgive and pardon our iniquity and our uckery. Where salachta la eonenu u lachatatenu and our uckery and take for us and take I for thine inheritance, and take I for thine inheritance, u nachaltanu. And hear, Shema Yisrael, Gevir, Sheishi, Aliyah, renewed commission, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot Ki Tisa, Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, for the Sheishi. Vayomer hine, anoki koreita brita neged kol amika, aise nifa laota asher lo, Niva reua vekola haaretza uvekola hagoi. Wea kola haam asher ata vekirboa eta maese Yehua ki norahu asheraniya osea imak. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been wrought, been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among who thou art shall see the work of Yahuwah, that I am about to do with thee. That is tremendous. That is tremendous. Renewed commission, and he said, behold, I will make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among who thou shall see the work of Yahuwah of Jehovah, for it a terrible thing that I will do with thee, that I will do with thee. I. Why yomer hine? And he said, behold, hine anoki koreita berita negeda kola amika. Behold, I will make a covenant. I will cut. Behold, I will cut a covenant. Hine anoki koreita berita negeda kola amika. Behold, I will cut a covenant, make a covenant before all the I people. Aise nifala ota asher loa nivareua bekol haaret. I will do marvels. Nifalaot. Aise nifalaot asher, such as have not been done or wrought in all the earth. Asher loa nivareua bekol haaret, such as has not been done in all, been created in all the earth, the earthly plane. Uva kola hagoyim, nor and in all the nations, and not in any goyim, among any of the goyim. Uva kola ubekola hagoyim. Ve'ra'a kola ha'am. And all the people shall see, all the people among who thou art. Ve'ra'a kola ha'am. Asha ata ve'kirvo, among whom the I be, v'kirvo, etta ma'isei Yahuwah, will see the ma'isei of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the work, etta ma'isei Yahuwah, kia nora, for it is tremendous, it is terrible, it is dreadful, ki nora hu, for he is dreadful, he is terrible, he is tremendous, kia nora hu asher, that which ani oseya imach, that which I do amongst thee, I. Observe that thou, who I am commanding thee today, observe, that I am commanding thee, I, this day. Behold, I am driving out before thee, I, the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with an inhabitant of the land with the way thou goest, lest they be for a snare in the midst of the eye. But ye, but y'all shall break down their altars and dash in peace, 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 their pillars, and ye, y'all shall cut down their asherim. And ye y'all shall cut down their cut down their cut down their asherim, 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 asherim. Shemar leka eta asher anoki mez auka hayom hini hini goresha mia paneka eta haymori we hakanaani we hachiti we haperzi we hachiwi we hayevusi kia shamera leka pena hikrota brita le yoshev haaret asha ataba aleha pena yihye le mokesha Dek Irbeka, take heed that the eye does not make a covenant. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest they be for a snare limokesh in the midst of thee. Limokesh Dek Irbeka, kia eta miza bechotama tia tozun tita tsuna we eta matsevotama tesha beruna we eta sherayo tika rotun But you shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars and cut down their asherim, Ki lo atishatachewe le'el acher ki Yahuwah kana shimo el kana hu. For thou shalt bow down to no other god. Thou shalt bow down to no other, thou shalt worship no other el. For thou shalt worship no other el. Ki lo tishatachewe le'el acher. He, except for Yahuwah, for he who be who he be, whose name is Kana. Ki Yahuwah, Kana Shemoel, Kana hu, for he who be who he be is zealous, is a zealous heir. Ki Yahuwah, Kana Shemoel, Kana hu. Pena, Tikrota, Brita, Le, Yosheva, Haareta, where Zan, Acherei, Elohehem, with Zavuhua Lelohehem, with Araleka, with Akalta Mizibuho, lest thou make a covenant, cut a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go astray after their Elohim, and do sacrifice to their Elohim, and they call thee, and thou the I eatest of their sacrifice. And thou the eye take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go astray after their Elohim, and make thy sons go astray after their Elohim. Where lakachta mi ba notayo le vaneka, where zanu bin notayo achreya Elohehen, where he's nu eta baneka a achrei Elohehen, after their goddesses, and thou take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go astray after their goddesses, and make thy sons go astray after their goddesses. Acherei Elohehen. Eloheya Maseka lo ata iser lak. Thou I shalt make thee no molten gods, no molten Elohim. Elohe Maseka lo ata iser lak. The feast, and the Sabbaths again enjoined. The feast and the Shabbats and the Sabbaths again enjoined. Here, verse 18. Etahag ha matota tishmora shiva'ata yamima tokala matzot ashera zewiteka le moeda chodesha ha'aviv. Kia be chodesha ha'aviv yatz'ata mimitzrayi. The feast of unleavened bread, of matzah, the unleavened bread, chagaha matzot, shalt thou keep. 7 days, 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, I, at the time appointed in the month, in the moon, in Chodesh Ha'aviv, in Chodesh Ha'abib, Abebe. For in the Chodesh Ha'aviv, thou camest out from Mitzrayim. All that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix, all that openeth the matrix, all that openeth the womb is mine. And of all thy cattle, thou shalt sanctify the males, the firstlings of ox and sheep. Kol peter rechem li, all that peter the rechem, all that openeth the rechem, all that openeth the womb, openeth the matrix, li, for me. Kol peter rechem li. Kol mika neka tizakara peter shor wa se. And of all thy cattle thou shalt sanctify. Thou shalt sanctify the males, the firstling of ox and sheep, and the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem for lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break its neck. Ua fetera chamora tifedeh v'se. Ve'im lo tifedeh wa rafto kola bekora. Baneka tifdeh. Wloa Yerahua Fanaya Rekam. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem. Kola Bikor Baneka, all the firstborns of Baneka, thy sons, Tifideh, that I shall redeem. With lo Yerau Fanai Rekam, and none shall appear before I empty. With lo Yerau Fanai Rekam. 6 days thou shalt walk, but the seventh day thou shalt rest. In plowing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. In airing time, plowing time, and airing time, and in harvest thou shalt rest. Sheshetah yamim ta'evod uavayom ha-shavi'i tishvot, tishvot be'charish uva va'atzira tishvot, tishvot. You shall Shabbat, you shall rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, even the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the turn of the year, at the year's end. Wichag Sha'avuota Taise Lika Bia Kure Ksira Khitim Wichaga Ha Asif Tikufata Hashana, at the Tikufata Hashana, at the year's end, at the turn of the Shana. Three times in the year shall all thy males appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Shalosha pa'amima ba shana ye ra'e kola zikoreka eta pnei ha-adon Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Thrice in the year shall all your men, children, your males appear before ha-adon Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, the Adon Yahuwah, he who be, we be, the Elohim of Yisrael. For I will cast out nations before thee, I, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man covet thy land, when thou goest up to appear before Yahweh Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, three times in the year, three times in the Shana, in the year. Kia orish goyima mipaneka wehira havtia eta gevuleka we lo yachmo deisha eta arzeka ba eloteka le ot le raot eta pnei Yahua Eloheka shalosha pe amima bashana. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover of Pesach be left to the boker, be left to the morning. Lo atishachat ala chametz adam zivachi, with lo yalina la boker zebach chag ha pasach. The choicest first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring to the bait, to the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, to the house of Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. Reishita biya kureya adamateka tavi baiti Yahuwah Eloheka loa tevashella gdi ba cheleva imo. The choicest first fruits, the choices, the first of the first fruits, the first of the first fruits, reishith, bi kurei, the first of the first fruits of thy land, reishith, bi kurei, adamateka, thou shalt bring, tavi, thou shalt bring, tabi, beiti Yahuwah, shall bring into the bait of Jehovah Eloheka, the I Elohim. Lo te vashella gdi ba chelev im. Thou shalt not seize Thou shalt not seize a kid. Lo te vashella gidi. In its mother's milk. Ba chalev.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Call in. 515-602.
Inside it, tonight, with our guns, our bombs, our sword, our knife. As a soldier, we never look back, but here this week.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
True to Wahido, the true teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
But it's true.
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
Here, fulfilling the seventh Aliyah right here, also the prophet reading the Haftarah in connection with his Torah reading and feeding, also more on the cannabis in the anointing oil, in the Aishans. So call in. Yes, I, 515-602-9761. 515-602-9761. Got about six or so minutes. So call in. Yes,
many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu,
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Here for the Shavii, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh offering, here for this offering. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Here for the Shavii, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh offering, here for this Shabbat ki tisa, Sabbath when thou takest, when thou liftest up, when thou takest. Ki tisa et rosh, when thou takest the sun, when thou liftest up the head. Here from the Sefer Shemot, for Shemot ki tisa, here for the Shavii, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 34, here at verse 27, for the Shavii, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, ascension offering up here, for this Shabbat, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, for Shabbat ki tisa, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Ketav lecha et ha-devarim ha-eile, ki al pi ha-devarim ha-eile, karati iteka, Brita with Eta Israel. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee, I, and with Israel. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe. And Jehovah said to Moses, Ketav leka, write for the I, Ketav. Lika, ketav lika, eta ha-devarim ha-eile, write thou these words, ha-devarim ha-eile, ki al-pi ha-devarim ha-eile. For after the tenor of these words, ki for al-pi, upon the mouth, ki al-pi al-fi ha-devarim ha-eile. For after the tenor of the mouth of these words, ha devarim ha'ele, ka arati iteka brit, I have made a covenant with the eye. I, with the eye, have cut a covenant, karati iteka brit, with et Yisrael, and with Yisrael. And he was there with Yahuwah, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables, the tablets, the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Vayehi Hashem Imi Yahuwah Arba'im Yom Ve'Arba'im Laila. Lechem lo akala umayim lo shata. Waya yikotova Allah ha luchota eta divreya ha brita. Esrei hadevarim. And he was there with Yahuwah, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. Vayehi sham imi Yahuwah arba'im yom arba'im laila. He did neither eat bread. Lechem lo akal, nor drink water. Umayim lo shata. And he wrote upon the tables, the tablets, the words of the covenant. The words of the covenant. Vayikotov, and he wrote Vayikotov Allah luchot upon the tables, the luchot, the tablets. Vayikotov Allah luchot eita divrei habrit, the words, the divrei habrit of the brit of the covenant. Divrei habrit esrei hadevarim. Esrei, the ten hadevarim, the words, the ten words. Esrei hadevarim. And it came to pass when Moshe came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables, tablets of testimony in Moshe's hand. When he came down from Hahar, from the mount, that Moshe wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Vayehi,
redet, de redet Moshe mehara Sinai, ushne lochota ha eduta de yad Moshe, be ridto, beridto amin hahara Moshe loa yadaa kia karana ora panayo, de davro ito. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony, the two tables, Ushne Lochota Ha'eduta, in Moses' hand, Beyada Moshe, when he came down from the mount, Be'ridto Amin Ha'ara, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams. Moshe Lo Yada'a. And Moses did not know, Moshe lo yada'a kia karan or panayo, that the skin of his face sent forth beams, ki karan or panayo, while he talked with him, bi davro, while he talked ito with him, bi davro.
Davro.
And when Aaron, Aharon, and all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, saw Moses, Moshe, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh, they were afraid to come near him. Wayare'e Aharon now will call Bnei Yisrael laeta Moshe, wehine karano orra panayo, wayayireuwa mi gesheta alayo. And when Aaron and all the children, the sons of Israel, saw, behold, the skin of his face sent forth beams. With hine karan ora panayo. And they were afraid to come nigh, to come near him. Wayayia reua mia gesheta alayo. And Moses, Moshe, called to them. And Aaron, Aharon, and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. And Moses talked with them. Vayikra elehem Moshe. Vayashuvu alayo Aharon ukol ha-nesiim. Ba edah. Vayadaver Moshe elehem. And Moses taught. And Moses called. And Moses called to them. And Moses called to them. Vayikra elehem Moshe. And Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation, all the rulers of the testimony, the witness, Vayikra elehem Moshe, Vayashuvu elayo Aharon wekol ha-nesiim ba-edah, returned to him, Vayashuvu, and Moses spoke to them, Vayedaver Moshe elehem. And afterward, all the Bnei Yisrael came nigh. And afterward, all the sons of Israel came near, and he gave them in commandment all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. With Acherei Cain, Nigshu called Bnei Yisrael, Wayatz Awei Meit Kol Asher Diberi Yahuwah Ito Abehar Sinai. And afterward, all the sons of Israel came nigh. Ve'acherei Cain nigeshu kol bnei Yisrael. And he gave them in commandment, Vayatz Aweim et kol asher, all that diver Yahuwah, that Jehovah, diver Yahuwah ito, that Jehovah had spoken with him, behar Sinai, in the Mount Sinai. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Maftir for this Shabbat Ki Yatisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 34, verse 33. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. Vayikala Moshe midaver itam. Vayitein ala panayo masueh Alapanayo amasve, alapanayo masue. And when Moses had done speaking with them, Vayakol Moshe midaber itam, he put Vayitain, he put a veil on his face. Vayitain al panayo masue. But when Moshe went in before Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel, that he was commanded. Uvo Moshe Lifnei Yahuwah ledaber ito, yasir et hamasue adatz etoa vayatza. ודיבר אל בני ישראל את אשר יצאו. And when Moses went in before Jehovah, ובבו משה לפני יהוה, that he might speak with him, לדבר איתו, he took the veil off. יסיר את המסווה. Ad Seto, until he came out, Ad Seto, and he came out, Ve'yatzah, and spoke to the children of Israel that he was commanded. Ve'yatzah, Ve'diber, El Bnei Yisrael, Et Asher Yitzue, and the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, of Moshe, that the skin of Moshe's face shone. And Moshe put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Ve'ra'u v'nei Yisrael et p'nei Moshe. Ki yakaran or p'nei Moshe. Ve'heshiv Moshe et ha'masueh. Allah panayo adabo le daver ito. And the sons of Israel saw the face of Moses. We rau bnei Israel et pnei Moshe. We rau bnei Israel et pnei Moshe. That the skin of Moses' face sent forth beams or horns. Aran or Bnei Moshe, that the skin of Moses' face sent forth beams, horns. Kia Karana or Bnei Moshe. And Moses put the veil back upon his face. We Heshiv Moshe Etaha Masue Allah Panayo, until he went in to speak with him. Ada bo le daver ito. And here, fulfilling the aliyot for this Shabbat. Shabbat ki tisa. Here. Kibur lekal, kibur lewolid, kibur lemenfes kadus. Glory be. Kibur lekal, kibur ledimf. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, kabur le chayil, glory be to the power. Kabur le abinu le melkeinu le kermau yichayil le selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. B'shem Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I, the virtual King, who has given us
the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, no tain ha Torah Sheina.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debrehim Haneamarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher Batorah Uboshe Abdo Ube Israel Ammo Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses his servant, and Israel his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Ali reading, 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 1 to 39. Besama Abba Wevale Mephesa Kadu Sahadu Amla. And it came to pass after many days that the word of Yahweh Buduku came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. And there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared Yahweh Buduku greatly. For it was when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Yahweh that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, Go into the land and to all fountains of water and to all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him and fell on his face and said, Art thou that my master Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go, tell thy master, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab the slave? As Yahweh that Elohim liveth, Buduku, there is no nation or kingdom where my master have not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy master, Behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the spirit of Yahweh, Buduku, shall carry thee where I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear Yahweh, Buruku, from my youth. Was it not told my master what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Yahweh? How I hid 100 men of Yahweh's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go, tell thy master, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as Yahweh Zappaot liveth, Buruku, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of Yahweh, and thou hast followed Baalim. Now therefore, send and gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together to Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If Yahweh be Elohim, Buruku, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah to the people, I, even I, only remain the prophet of Yahweh. But Baal's prophet are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your Elohim, and I will call on the name of Yahweh, Buruku, and the Elohim that answereth by fire, let him be Elohim. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your Elohim, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even till noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is an Elohim. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey. For peradventure he sleepeth, and must be awake. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of Yahweh, Buruku, that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of Yahweh, Buruku, came, saying, Yisrael shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yahweh. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as could contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Yahweh Elohim Abraham Isaac and Israel. Elijah the prophet came near and said, Yahweh Elohim, the Abraham Isaac and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art Elohim in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Yahweh, Buruku. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art Yahweh Elohim Buruku, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of Yahweh fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, Yahweh, he is the Elohim. Yahweh Uruku, he is the Elohim. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Dimsu, Kebole Hayu, Kebo Kidmari Haile Selassie. Glory to him word, glory to him sound, glory to him power, glory to Kidmari Haile Selassie, the first power of the Trinity, the Simkatachim and Hamatachim Yeshua Moshiach.
የሰማነነ አወቀነው የዳስተሰነነ አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢምን
And said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 21, Ki Tisa, When You Take. From the Second Epistle to the Corinthians, Chapter 3, verse 1 through 18. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who He be, the One. The Second Epistle to the Corinthians, Chapter 3. The Ministry Accredited. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. ha nachel od leshabiach atzminu haim terikim anachnu keacherim leegrot aleikim o mikem mas kriot otanu la shebach atem egerteinu had tuba bilibabenu we no daa we nikoraa le kol adam ki biyadua sheatem egeret hamashiach aruka al yide sheruteinu ketuba lo bidio ki im beruach elohim chayim ולא על לוחות אבן, כי אם על לוחות בשר, לוחות הלב. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? E are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Mashiach, the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of Elohim Chaim, the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Mashiach to Elohim word, through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of Elohim. The ministry, spiritual and glorious, not legal, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, that glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that is done away was glorious, much more that remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses that put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil, untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, that veil is done away in Mashiach. But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to Ha'adon, the veil shall be taken away. Now Ha'adon is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of Ha'adon is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of Ha'adon, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of Ha'adon. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtsu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakeramawi, khaili salasi, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Yesai, Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, you slap ya.
The whole place is
we have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win. Come in the morning, and if you lose your soul, there's nothing to gain, it will be over.
People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke,
it make you cool, you know, it stimulates your mind and make you sit down and meditate. Instead you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, hear, for the Kaf Aleph, hear for the 21st Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, right here for this Torah portion reading and feeding, this sabbatical manna. Here in the season we have the Kaf Aleph, Hebraically the 21st, Parsha, the Torah portion, the manna, the sabbatical manna here in this Shavua, in this seven here, picking up with Ki Tisa. Ki Tisa et Rosh. When thou takest the sum, Ki Tisa et Rosh, Bnei Yisrael, Lifa Kudehem, We Natanu Isha Kofera Nasho, La Yahuwah, Biya Fukod Otam, Wolo Yehiyeh, Vahema Negefa, Bi Fukod Otam. Here we have in the KJV, we're picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the Cipher of Shemot, of the names, Exodus chapter 30. We're picking up with HaMishkan, the tabernacle. The 18th item is the altar of Aishens, the altar of incense. So for continuity purposes right here, we pick up with chapter 30. All right, here we're picking up with chapter 30, verse 11. And the theme is, who may worship? Who may worship? Now, the root of worship is worship. And some of the fellow disciples, the Talmudim already know that, you know, we have zoomed in on this. Even the etymology, from the basic, from low degrees to high degrees, the etymology of worship is worship. Right? Who may worship? And here we have what is called the Great Worship Chapter. What's the Great Worship Chapter? The Great Worship Chapter is connected with the altar, the Mizbeach, the altar of Aishens. Ve'asita mizbeach miktar ketoreta itzei shitim ta'ise oto, thou and thou shalt make. Ve'asita and I shall make mizbeach, an altar, miktar, to burn ketoret. So it's a mizbeach, a miktar ketoret. It's an altar, mizbeach, to burn, miketar, miketar, ketoret. Now we have a place over in the Middle East, what they call the Middle East, the Afro-Asiatic East, it's called Gata. You might have heard of a place called Gata. It's over Q-A-T-A-R. That right there, etymologically, right, we say Afro-Shemitically, linguistically is linked, right, with the sense of incense, of Aishens here. So here we're picking up, in this 21st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we're picking up with who may worship. This is the theme, who may worship. And the connection with the incense and the altar of incense, the Mizbeach Miketar Ketoret, and the connection with the Aishens and the Great Worship Chapter, Chapter 30 of the Second Book of Moses, Second Book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus in the English, the Sefer Shemot. Who may worship? So who may worship? First item is the redeemed. Who may worship at the altar? At the altar, the Mizbeach Miketar, Ketoret. Who may worship at the altar to burn incense, Aishens upon? Well, the first qualification is the redeemed. The redeemed may worship at the altar of Aishens. The second is the cleansed. The cleansed may worship at the altar of Aishens, the Mizbeach, Miketar Ketoret. And thirdly is the anointed, the one to a Mashacha, the Messiah, the christened, the anointed. As we mentioned before, who were the anointed ones? Who were the Christians? The Christians amongst the Bnei Yisrael were HaKohanim, were the priests, namely Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and Benayo and his sons, HaKohanim. They were the ones who were worthy, right? Worthy, worship, to worship at the Mizbeach, Miketar Ketoret, at the altar, to burn, mikatar ketoret, to burn the incense, to burn the aishens, and this is brought out to us right here in the great worship chapter, chapter 30, of second book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Exodus. So here, picking up with Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 11, who may worship? First qualification, the redeemed. The redeemed. So we're going to utilize the Scofield Study Bible here, the notes here, as well as the Sefer Shemot, as well as the Chumash right here, the Masoretic Hebrew, building here on the first words right here on this particular theme of the worship at the great altar, right? Or should we say the great worship chapter? The great worship chapter makes this altar of Aishens, it's very significant, especially for us in the Rhema word of Rastafari, because worship, right? Worship is connected here with the incense. The worship is connected with the Aishens, the incense. And the incense, the Aishens, or Hebraically the Ketoret, Vamarinya the Itan, the Ketoret, right? The Ketoret, right? The Katar, Miketar, to burn Aishens. The Ketoret, the Aishens, is a type of prayer and praise. How often have you heard, right, in the churches, right, about prayer and praise, right? Let's get prayer and praise. We're going to have what kind of service? We're going to have a prayer and praise service. Well, where's the Aishens? Where's the incense? Where's the Aishens? Where's the incense? We said, see, right, that you make all things, that you do all things according to what? According to the pattern, right? See that you do all things, that you make all things according to the pattern. Well, right here, we're looking at the pattern, right? The pattern. We have this here in the Brit Yeshana, in the Belui Kidah, in the Old Testament scripture. We also have this in the Brit Chadash, in the New Testament as well, as we have the book of Hebrews. Who has a right? We're not speaking about the brazen altar, which is in the outer, we said the outer court. We're speaking about within the church, right? The kahal, right? The kahilla, the kahal in the midbar, the church in the wilderness. Speaking about in the tent, in the ohel moed. We're speaking about in the mishkan. We're speaking about the golden altar of aishens, of incense, and the connection of worship with the incense, with the aishens, and the connection of the incense, the aishens, the ketaret, with being a type, with being a metaphor. A metaphor for worship. Incense is a metaphor, right? A metaphor, a proverb, a parable, a simile. It's a type of prayer and praise. Now, we also have this in Yohanan, right? Yohanan, Chazon Yohanan, which is Revelation, Yohannes Arai, right? With this according to its type. So we're going to follow this through, but here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear. But the incense, the aishens, is a type of prayer and praise. So we hear Christians and hear ones and ones talking about prayer and praise. We got a prayer and a praise service. Yay, yay, yay. But where is the incense according to the tavnit, according to the pattern? Did he not say, see that you do all things, that you make all things according to the pattern? The incense, the worship, a type of prayer and praise, a word picture, not just a word picture, but it's a type. Right, it's a type. So incense equals, right, prayer and praise. It is for Ha'adon. It is for Adawan. It is for Adonai. Rastafari. It is spiritual. It's iritical. It's not sensuous. What does that mean, Chaburim? That is spiritual. It's iritical. It's not sensuous. It's not according to the five foolish virgins. Remember the five foolish virgins? There was the five wise and there was the five foolish. What was the difference between the five wise and the five foolish virgins? We're connecting that mashal of Rovenu, of I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, I and I Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, he's our Rabbi, we're his Talmidim, right? So he speaks to us about the five wise, the five foolish, remember that? See, when he says, it's not sensuous, it's not according to your sense, perception. See, the connection of the ancients. Right? Because many ones might burn, and many ones do burn ancients. We have different examples of incense and Aishens burning in the scripture. For good, right, as we have right here in the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Exodus, here in Exodus chapter 30, here in the great worship chapter, and here picking up with this 21st sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Ki Tisa, when thou takest, Ki Tisa, et Rosh, when you lift up, literally it would be translated as when thou takest the head, when thou takest the rosh, Rosh in the Hebrew is the equivalent of Ras, right? Within the Afro-Shemitic languages, different dialects, it's Rosh, Ras, Rashe, Rashim, the heads, the Rases of Israel. Here it says, Kitisa et Rosh. When you tisa, nesa, kitisa, when the I male, kitisa, speaking directly here, to Moshe. Why dadari Yehovah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke, why dader Yahuwah, why dadari Yehovah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses leimor, saying, ki tisa et rosh, when thou takest, translator says, when thou takest the sum. Hebraically we have, when thou liftest up the head. So that's also a theme as well. Recall with Joseph. Remember Joseph in the dungeon, in the prison. Remember the butler and the baker, they had dreams, and in their dreams there was this theme. The theme was lifting up the head, that both of their heads will be lifted up, but with two different results, with two different consequences, right? With the two different lifting up of the heads. One, his head was lifted up. He was returned to his position of honor, right, in Pharaoh's court, the great house of Mitzrayim's court, the king of Egypt's court. And the other one, his head was lifted up, and he was hung. He was hung. He was lynched, right? You know, he was hung. His head was lifted up, and he was hung. So both of them had dreams, right? The butler and the baker, they both had dreams. And in both their dreams, their heads would be lifted up, and this same phrase, we're going to study this in the Hebrew, the same phrase that we have here, right, as the key word here for this 21st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, this Sabbath Seder, ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael, when thou liftest up the head of the children of Yisrael, lifa kudehem, according to their number, we're not the new ish, it says, then shall they give, with not to new, they shall give each man, kofer, a ransom, nafsho, his soul, a ransom for his soul, kofer nafsho, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. When thou numberest them, be fikod otam, when thou numberest them, willo, yihyeh, vahema negef, that there be no plague. Willo yihyeh bahem amongst them, bahem negef, that there be no negef. Willo yihyeh bahem negef, bifkod otam, bifkod, when thou numberest otam, when thou numberest them. So here, in the connection of the great worship chapter, connection of the 18th item of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle, the dwelling place, the 18th item, the altar, the Mizbeach, the altar, Mikatar Ketaret, the altar to burn, Aishens, the great worship chapter here, picking up with Exodus chapter 30, verse 11 and verse 12, who may worship? Who may worship with the Aishens, the redeemed? Who may worship? Who may worship with the Aishens, the cleansed? Who may worship? Who may worship with the Aishens? The anointed. The worship, the worship, who is worthy to worship with the Aishens, HaKitaret. It's a type of prayer and praise, the Kitaret, to the Aishens. It is for HaAdon. It is for Adonai. It is for the Lord. In verse 37. Verse 37 brings this particular point out right here. Let's just scroll forward to verse 37. And the incense. Now we're reading here from the Chumash, from the Hebrew. Let's first go to the KJV, the English. In verse 37 in the King James Version of the Bible says, and as for the perfume, what? Huh? And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye, y'all, shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be to thee holy, la Yahuwah, for Jehovah. Now let's just zoom in right here, just a couple of first words, a couple of basic first building points. Verse 37 brings out that it is for Yahuwah, it's for Jehovah, that the Aishens that the I shall make, the Aishens. Now, if you're reading the KJV, the King James Version of the Bible, the KJV translation says the perfume, right? Says the perfume. It says, with ha-kitoret ha-asher ta'iseh. Be mata kunetaha lo ta isulachem kodeshatihye lika la Yahuwa. Now there's a lot that's in there. First things first, from low degrees to high degrees, is highlight that word perfume. If you look at the King James Version of the Bible, highlight that word perfume. Right, that word perfume. Because this will throw ones off, because right there the translator chose perfume instead of keeping it direct. Right, the translator or translators. So we're not ascribing this to King James himself, but the translators, William Tyndale, others who were translating and compile these things right here. But Scripture still tells us, and this is brought out in the translation, to study, right? Study to shew thyself approved. So that's still upon us to study. So when we come across the word perfume, you have to stop and say, wait, hold it for a moment. Perfume. Perfume. See, the idea that we get of perfume today, not 1611, maybe in 1611 they understood this idea of perfume. Oh, that's just the incense. The incense is the perfume. Maybe they understood it like that. We don't understand it like that. When somebody say perfume, you know, you think of some type of confection, you know, like in the stores, like a perfume, you know, perfume. But here it's still speaking directly of the incense, right, of the Aishans. Here in the Chumash, right, in the Hebrew, we have this here. And the incense, the kitoret. Hebraically, the incense, the aishant is the kitoret. As we mentioned, like kata, ka-ta-rit. Ka-kof-tate, right? Ka-ta-rit-resh. Kof-tate, not tav, but tate, right? Tate. Kata, we have kata, like the place over in the Middle East, right? Kata, this is some say in ancient times there was aishant routes, right, within the Afro-Semitic Middle East, you know, all along, you know, them areas. And we're going to look at some of the maps of the incense, because here we're speaking about the Aishans, the incense, right? Now, how does the Aishans and the incense here, according to the Brit Yeshana, connect with that Rhema word among Rastafari of the Aishans, right, and the incense? Well, firstly, let's study right here. The word perfume found in Exodus chapter 30, verse 37, is not there. It should be incense. It should be the incense. Wehak etoret asher ta'ise b'mata kunataha. And the incense, asher, that which ta'ise, the I male, shall make b'mata kunataha, according to the composition thereof, but it's literally saying according to her composition. Now even here with the kana bosom, we have the bosom too. Kana bosom, we have kana bos. We have cannabis in this chapter here. There's cannabis, kana bosom, the kana and bosom, sweet cane, right? The sweet kana here. But here, first things first, let's look at what this verse, the better translation of this verse. And as for the Aishans, and the Aishans that the eye shall make. So verse 37, Exodus chapter 30, verse 37. Let's just bring this up right here so ones and ones also watching the vlog, right, watching the vlog may also be able to, you know, see it even better right here. Here we go right here. And the incense, you shall not make this incense. Well, now, that this is kind of added in there, this one right here, the N-H-E-B, Hebrew, the incense which you shall make. Wehaketoreta asher ta'ise b'matakunataha, the matakunat, right? The matakunat is like the composition, right? The composition, according to her, it says b'matakunataha, right? Taha, the ha at the end is her. So it says that the incense, the aishans, that the I male shall make, right, according, right, to its, by its, by her composition, lo, no, ta'isu, y'all, you all. So it's saying that the aishans that Moshe here, the instruction being given to Moshe, right, that Moshe, right, shall make, the aishans, right, that they all shall not make this to themselves, lo, ta'isu, lakem, you, y'all, all. So there's also the difference of a first person singular and also the plural sense. Lo ta'isu, lo ta'isu. So the ta'isse, you male. Ta'isu, you all, y'all. Lo, no. Lo ta'isu, y'all shall not lakem to yourselves make. Y'all shall not make this to yourselves. Be matakunataha, according to the particular composition. Because the composition of it is in the verses, we have verses 34 to verse 36. Right, 34 to verse 36, really beginning with like 33, verse 33 to verse 36, giving the matakunataha, the composition of this incense. So the incense that Moshe here, right, is being commanded and told to make, ones and ones were not to make this, lo ta'isu lakem, for you all, why? Kodesh, 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 it is set apart. Kodesh, it is holy, it is set apart. Kodesh tihiyeh, she is holy. Kodesh tihiyeh, tihiyeh. We have yihyeh, 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 he shall be, tihiyeh, she shall be. Kodesh tihiyeh lika, lika, to the I, male. In the singularity sense, lika, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Just bringing out some of the basics right here as we compare and contrast right here. Now, you can see with the Strong's numbers, composition right there, the H4971, we have the matakunet, right? The matakunet, is a measurement, proportion, right? The measurement, it's a sense of measuring, right? And you can see that this is, even this noun here is in the feminine sense, right? The noun is in the feminine sense, and the possession of the noun is also in the feminine sense, which also brings out the sense of the aishens. You talk about the kanabosa, right? The cannabis, right? The kanabosa in that feminine sense. You know, the difference between cannabis, you know, and the hemp and those kind of differences here. But it's the sense of measuring the proportions. You can see right here in size, number, or ingredients. There's a special composition that's been given here, right, from the takan, right? We have the takan in the Hebrew, to regulate, to measure, to estimate. So the estimation that's being given for this to balance out, like the balance to equalize, the balance, the equation to level, leveling, the estimate, right, that this is only, right, this is only for this particular use here, which is specified as Kodesh Tihyeh Lika La Yahuwah, that wholly set apart she, the Aishens HaKetoret, and this particular composition of Ketoret is Lika, to the Imer, La Yahuwah, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. This is what's really being brought out right here as we are looking at some of the particulars, but the sense of perfume, you see the word perfume is the H7004, right? Here we have the Ketoret. You can see it right there. There's the Ketoret, right? The Ketoret. Funny as Ketoret, the Ketoret. Right? What is Ketoret? It's incense, aishens. What is Ketoret? It's smoke. Ketoret is the sense of the Ketoret is the odor, right? The odor of the sacrifice, of the offering, of literally the burning, right? The odor of the burning, as we have in chapter 30 at the first verse, where it says, Wa asita mizbeach miktar Ketoret, and thou shalt make a mizbeach, right, a place of zabach, a place of offering, miketar, 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 to burn, miketar, to katar, the ketoret, to burn the aishen. So the ketoret, the incense, the smoke, the odor, right, the burning, the sweet smoke of sacrifice, the incense. Now, thirdly, it has perfume. But most perfume is not really burnt, if you notice that. Most perfume. So here's where the confusion is, like with the candlestick, with the whole candlestick thing, right, that we see in the translations, the candlestick, the candlesticks. Right? That is unfortunate inaccuracy right there, because whilst explaining that it's powered by oil, people are still seeing the candle and the wax. So they're missing the fuel. They're missing, like the foolish virgins were, they was missing the oil. They were missing the oil in their lamp. Jah, give me a little oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Jah, give me a little oil in my lamp, keep it burning and burning and burning. So you need that oil. You need the oil. The Shemen Zayit Zaka Katit La Maor. Right, you need that oil, olive, pure, beaten, refined, la maor, right, la hailota nir tamid, to cause a lamp to ascend or to burn, tamid, continually, itinually, on and on and on and on. Yes, I. So the perfume, we should strike that right there and just emphasize in verse 37 that it is the Aishens. See, some people, in fact, I think even before we got into the studies of the Hebrew, we were reading this, and I'm like, well, where all of a sudden it just brings in perfume? You know, all of a sudden the word perfume just comes into it. Like, perfume, I thought this was incense, but it's perfume. You know, like perfume, like, you know, like oil, this is the scent you're going to get, oil or spray or something like that. No, it's an old sense of it. This is why we have to study context right here. Now, this also is, this is what part of speech? We have this here as a feminine part of speech. And properly, it is, the ketoret, even with the feminine ending, the tav, right, with the tav, or the tau, the T ending, the tau, right, at the end, right, even that right there signifies that it's a feminine, right? It's a feminine word, in order to understand and to receive the divine, the double helix, that double helix, right, of the polarities, right, the male and the female as one, working together to gather, right? So here we have the Strong's definition, and this old word here, fumigation. Now, how do we use this word today? I think most folks might use, like they're very angry or upset, like, yeah, I was fuming, or so-and-so was fuming, mad. Yeah, they were fuming, right? They were what? They were burning up. Something was burning, right? Something was burning. Mm-hmm. Yes, look at water right there. So we have this from the H6999. Bring that up. Here we have the kata. There's kata there. Kata. Kata. Right? Like the place. Kata. They say kata, kata, kata. Right? Afro-Semitically, we say kata. The special K. That's a special K, or more correctly, a Q. Special K, or more correctly, a Q. Right? Etymologically, in some of the books, phonetic books, they will have a K properly and maybe like a dot underneath. Like you see that dot there, it's supposed to be underneath the T because it's not a regular te, but it's a te. It's eight. So it's kata, the kata, right? The kata. So kata is to burn, aishens. In a sense, it's to sacrifice, but more specifically, is to fumigate, right? To cause smoke, to cause a scent, incense, like the incense. The idea of incense is to cause a scent within, to burn within, to fumigate. Like you burn aishens in the house, you fumigate it. Burn sacrifices, make sacrifices smoke, the sense of making it smoke, right? Make sacrifices smoke, right? To sacrifice, to smoke a sacrifice. Uh-oh. Prayer and praise. To smoke a sacrifice, right? To burn a sacrifice, to smoke a sacrifice, to make sacrifices smoke. We look at the different senses to cause incense, aishens, to smoke. Thus, to offer incense, to offer aishens, to make smoke upon, right? The whole file of it is to be made to smoke, right? Incense. Notice this right here. This is interesting right here. For those seeing the V-log here, have one of the interlinear kind of Bible using the word, I think it was MySword, we're using MySword software right here. You see the second entry is incense. Now, in the parentheses, it says noun masculine. The incense, the aishens, noun masculine. The incense altar is a noun feminine. So we have the incense here, the aishens as a noun masculine, and the incense, the aishens altar as a noun feminine. Right, so now the origin right here, a primitive root, often pointing to the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic root, the G'ez and the ancient language, identical with the H7000. What's the H7000? We have Qatar here, right? Qatar here, right? Now notice what Qatar here. So we have another word, right? We have the same word with another meaning, right? The other meaning of this word, Qatar, Qatar, Kof Tate Reish. Right, the kal of it is to shut in, to enclose. Now they say, some say the meaning is dubious, but think about it for a moment. When you're burning incense, aishens, right? Especially in this context here, according to the pattern, right? Where is the aishens being burnt? The aishens is being burnt. Is it being burnt outside in the outer court? No. Right? Where's the is the aishens being burnt outside of the mishkan? Right? Outside of the holy place? No. It's a specific place. In Jah Grace, where it is to be burned, is to be burned in the Kodesh, right? HaKodesh, in the holy place, which is the first of the two compartments, or the two rooms, we can say, the two compartments of HaMishkan, the two compartments of the tabernacle, the two compartments, right, of the Ohel Moed, of the tent, the literal tent of meeting, right? So the idea of to enclose in. So we have the sense here that it's supposed to be burned within. Right? Know ye not that your bodies are the what? The Hekal, the temple. Know ye not? Right? For his spirit to dwell within. So the connection again of the Aishant and the Rhema. We see the Rhema, the revelation, the Rhema word, right? Concerning the Aishant, concerning the Cannabosum, the Cannabos, cannabis. I mean, again, it's the cannabis, as the cannabis is found in this chapter, the great worship chapter, and the qualifications of who may worship the redeemed, the cleansed, the anointed. Once again, the redeemed, the cleansed, the anointed. And it is spiritual, as I know Rastafari would say, it's irithical, it's not sensuous. Most ones, when they burn Aishans, they're burning Aishans sensually. According to the Satan of the senses, according to the five foolish virgins, they are burning incense or the Aishans, the Kanabosam, without oil in their lamps. And there are also consequences that we touched on that in the cannabis matrix as well, right, within that particular document. Hopefully we have some time in this Shabuah, right, to go into a little more of reason and even take some questions and answers on this. So a primitive root means to enclose, right? So in a closed place, an enclosed place. It's like if somebody's burning out a room. You know, you're burning out a room or you're burning out a house. Like some people bless their house or they're burning sage or other kind of incense, aishans in the house. It's usually, you know, to like fumigate it, to burn it out. You know, it's interesting because ones and ones also, you know, if they have certain kind of vermin, you know, or, you know, whether mice or other kind of bugs or whatever else like that, they do the same thing. You know, they'll come and they'll like kind of burn out the house. Everybody have to get out the house and everything, so forth and so on. You know, in mind's eye and I, of when it said that the glory, that like the smoke had filled, right, the glory had filled, you know, the tabernacle and Moshe and Vayikra could not enter in. That's at the end of, when it comes to the end of Exodus, the beginning of Leviticus, the third book of Moses. But this idea of the Katar here, right, the Katar here in the sense of being shut in or enclosed. They say it's dubious because they don't see that connection, right, between the incense, right, even the meaning, the word incense. Incense, like scents, like a scent, something that is smelled or, you know, the sweet scent within. Right now, we look at the Brit Chadasha sense of the Kanabosim. Right, according to the type and according to the pattern, we see that it's a type of prayer and praise. As you hear the Christians speak about the prayer and praise, we're having a prayer and praise service. Well, where is the Aishans? If you're having a prayer and praise service, then do tell, please tell, where is the Aishans? Now, getting into the cannabis matrix, right? This particular document right here, a little bit more, it speaks about the different kinds of incense of incense consumers, right, or Aishans consumers. Now we're going to look at these qualifications here, since we are seeing here in Moshe's second book, the Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 30, that the 18th item of the tabernacle is the altar, the golden altar of Aishans. It's the great worship, right, worship chapter, both worship and worship, and who is worthy. Who may worship is who is worthy of such worship via, by way of the golden altar of Aishans. The first qualification is the redeemed, the redeemed. The second qualification is the cleansed, right, the cleansed. Not the great unwashed, but the great washed, right, those who are washed, cleansed. The third qualification is the anointed. And to see the link between the Christians, right, the Christians in the church in the wilderness. Now, using that phrase, I think it's St. Stephen, Estefanos, who had mentioned that in Acts, I think Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, round thereabout, where he mentioned about the church, right, the church in the wilderness, the kahal, the called out assembly, the kahal in the wilderness. Who were the Christians? In other words, who were the Meshachawiyan? Who were the Messiahites? Who were the anointed ones? Who were the anointed ones in the Old Testament? Who were the anointed ones here in Exodus? It was Aaron. Why? Because he's the Kohen Gadol. And Banav. Some of you who say Banav, that's mispointing it. Afro-Semitically, Banayo is his sons. And who are his sons? Who is Aharon's sons? Aharon's sons are Ha Kohanim, are the priests. And in the previous sabbatical study from the, what was that, the 20th, right? In the 20th Tetzaweh, that in Tetzaweh, we get their anointing, we get their consecration, the filling of their hands, right? So that's also an interesting thing when we speak about priest, prophet, and king, when we speak about anointed, right? Who is the anointed? When we speak about, well, who is a Christian, right? Or truly, according to his pattern, according to his type, according to his word, who is worthy? The redeemed, the cleansed, and the anointed. Because worship and the connection of incense, the Aishans being a type of prayer and praise, the Aishans, the prayer and the praise, it is for Ha'adon, it is for Adonai, it's for Adonai, Rastafari, verse 37, and the Aishans, Ha'ketoret, that thou shalt make, y'all shall not make to yourselves, according to the composition thereof. It or she shall be to thee Kodesh. She shall be to thee Kodesha Tihyeh Lika La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. 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 Yeah.